Are we going to finish this year? Strong!
Yeah, come on.
We're exercising our spiritual muscles tonight. You know, every time you come to the house of the Lord and you hear the word, you're exercising your spiritual muscle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You're exercising faith, building that faith muscle up. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading in Psalms 102 about this man. And he was just pouring his affliction out to God. And he began to pray, and he began to go into detail, list all of his trouble, and, you know, telling God how sick he was, and he was down to his skin and bones, and I know none of us ain't ever prayed like that. And he began to pray and go into all these details and can't sleep at night, and he's lonely, and his friends or enemies are jumping on him and all that. But then he begins to say in verse 12, "But you, O Lord, are still on the throne." "But you, O Lord, are still on the throne, for you will arise." Woo! "And have compassion on Zion." Why? Because the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. The appointed time has come. So we need to put our name in that place where it says Zion. We can put your own name there. So I declare to you tonight in the name of Jesus that in this place your set time has come. Your appointed time has come. Because God is arising and have mercy on you, and the set time has come. So I say to you tonight, as Brother Jim was talking about decreeing and declaring a thing, he gets it out into the atmosphere and puts down everything the enemy has decreed. Amen. And you put that decree in the place of that. So I decree to you tonight that God will step in against your enemies.
Yeah.
What God lifts up, no person can push down. What God blesses, all the forces of darkness cannot curse.
Amen.
And you have been called blessed tonight.
Yes.
And there's nothing that can curse you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I decree and declare to you tonight that God is still on the throne. And now it's your time to overcome. You won't have to fight your battles. The Most High is arising on your behalf.
Yeah.
Amen. And when he arises, enemies will be scattered. He arises, sickness will be defeated. Addictions will be broken. Lack. Woo! The Bible says that we don't have to lack any. He doesn't withhold any good thing from us. Amen. Struggle and all that's coming to end. And Father, we just thank you that this is their set time. This is their appointed time as a church of overcomers. Father, we just thank you that you fill this place with your presence tonight. Lord God, from just every person that comes up on that parking lot, enters those doors, that they have an experience with you. We're encountering your presence tonight. And we come into your presence, come into contact with your presence, we're forever changed. And you're taking us from glory to glory.
Yeah.
From glory to glory that you are taking us. And we thank you that your set time of favor has come. The appointed time has come. And I speak, the struggle is over for you. The struggle is over for you. You're going to finish this year strong. You're going to finish this year with a new attitude, with a new vision. You're going to be refocused. I heard that word again tonight. You're going to be refocused again. Those things that have taken you off track and has shifted you from one way to the other, God says there's coming a stability. There's coming a stability where things have been shaken because this, that, and the other. God says you're refocusing. You are refocusing. Wow, you are refocusing tonight. And you're going to finish this year strong. Strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. Just say that with me.
I'm going to finish
this year strong.
For God is for me.
Who can be against me? Amen.
Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
One more time,
amen.
Hallelujah. Can't think of a better place to be. Amen.
Amen.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us.
Go back to the start, please.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world falling apart, so let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us.
Come on and help me sing, how deep,
how deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love.
Saving a sinner like me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, some of that old stuff will get stirred up in you. Amen. You know he's living in there when that happens. Amen.
Amen.
The God I serve is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Go ahead on. Let's do this. of great joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom His favor is. That's me. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh, no. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare its throne, let every nation under heaven. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Say, my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things. Of His government there will be no end. He'll establish it with His righteousness, and He shall reign on David's throne, and His name shall be from this day on. Wonderful Counselor, and His name shall be Everlasting Father.
Great things for me.
Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being with us in here tonight, Lord. I thank you for blessing this place, Heavenly Father, and I thank you for blessing everybody in here, Lord, in Jesus' name. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. Come on, church, y'all can sing this with me. Right here we go. It goes like this. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. Hallelujah. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord.
Yeah.
My soul magnifies. Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us, great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
I just thank you Jesus, for being here with us
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Ooh. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise Ooh. God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
You know what, guys? I can't think of a better person to tell about other than myself. Every time I do that in the right sense, that's an opportunity I have to what's called testify to someone. And you never know what you just may do there. And when I do that, I think the Lord smiles at me. That a boy, get a pat on the back. I think that happens.
Come on, amen.
I think that happens. Hey, I know when my son does right, I pat him on the back. And he is the father, amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Of course, then again, when I'm not obedient, oh, you know better than that. I get that too. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. You know, these little things, these aches and pains we go through, these little trials and tribulations we go through, just look up. There's no other way you can say that. Just look up. Just ask God, hey, help me through this and get on with it. Just like they said, don't hold on to that. Let's turn it loose, let it go, and move on. You know, just looking back, worrying about what could have been, it's not going to get you anywhere. But I tell you what, I learned to place the Lord first in me, and that's made all the difference in my life. Let's do it like this. There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus
has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. You see, Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on
my spirit, Cardo, as you were doing that, and I know we think of that, and we need to long for a time when we go to be with him, because this world is not my home. We're just passing through. But he said to me when I got to that second verse, he says, I'm calling your name now, and I'm calling you to rise above the pain and the sorrow now. And he says, and I'm calling you, I've got eagle's wings to fly you above all that stuff, And then you come into my presence and you kneel in my presence, says the Lord. Because he says that's what this is all about, encountering the presence of God. And you don't have to wait until I die, says the Lord God Almighty. Because he says I am here and you can fly in and you can zoom in and you can kneel before my presence right now. And you will rise above the pain and the suffering and the heartache because I am the Lord thy God. I am with thee in Jesus' name. Here I am waiting. Oh, he's waiting, church. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. I tell you what, church, there's something about the knees tonight. And where you are, where you're sitting, can't get on your knees because there's a call tonight to get into the, to force you to get in there, to walk in the presence of God. And where you're sitting or standing, and I will rise
on eagles.
And you know what you say? You know, I want to rise on eagles' wings, but got to get on your knees before you can rise on eagle's wings, because that's the humility. That's what grace brings in your life.
Here I am waiting
to get into his presence.
Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you.
Shall walk. teach me, Lord, to wait.
Hey, that wait. Come on, church.
Will they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint.
You are tonight, but there's somebody that's just feels like everything has drained out of you. It's just like this world, and not bad stuff, just work and stuff to do and stress has just drained you. And the Lord says, come before me, child. I am willing. Come before me, and I am ready to restore your joy. I am ready to restore your strength. But you got to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come into a place like this, join together in our worship and praise of you. And Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to give into the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for sending Brother Jim, Sister Connie, our way for this weekend. We thank you, Lord God, for the moving of your spirit that we've experienced last night and tonight. And Lord God, we know we're going to see the glory of God. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And Lord, I just pray a blessing over the offering we're about to receive. I thank you, Lord God, for taking care of our expenses and for blessing Jim and Connie above and beyond what we ask or think. And Lord God, I give you the glory and give you the praise. And I thank you, Father, for the faithfulness of your people to give. So bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're making out a check, make it to New Life, not to Jim and Connie, but we're running through the offering.
You know, this song we're getting ready to do, son, I'm so glad you picked it out. I just want to say that this song in the Old Testament, if you study back Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number, whenever people began to walk away from God and they lost their joy, there was a famine in their land. When the Bible, when Ruth was getting ready to Naomi said she heard that famine had been lifted, because you know why? People were beginning to turn their hearts back to God. So the joy of the Lord was beginning to return. He was beginning to send the rain. You got to let the rain come into your life.
Hallelujah.
See, so you begin to say, God, I want my joy back. He says, well, I'm going to send my rain. Amen.
Amen. You know what? Again, when I first started coming here, this song was sang by a particular individual here. And this would be one of my favorite songs. Still is. That's all right, Miss Joe. You just go right on about your business.
Lord, I give all my praise to you. All the glory
and honor too, for all the things you say and do through me. Lord, I give all my praise to you, all the glory and honor too, for all the things you say and do through me. Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt, I believe. Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt, I'll believe. The time is here, the time is now, for the lightning and bright clouds. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain. The time is here, the time is now, for the lightning and bright clouds. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain,
come on,
send the rain, send the rain, see the rain begins to fall, bringing refreshing to us all. Thank you for the rain. Bringing refreshing to us all. Thank you for the rain.
Come here, sister.
Thank you for the rain. Lord, I thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the rain.
Send the rain, let it fall. Let it bring refreshing to us all. I don't know the word.
Thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. Lord, I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. Oh Lord, I thank you for the rain.
See the rain, see the rain. The rain begin to fall,
bringing refreshing to us all. Thank you for the rain.
See the rain, see the rain. The rain begin to fall,
refreshing to us all. Thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. Lord, I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. Lord, I thank you for the rain.
Hallelujah. Wow. Oh, Miss Joe, I tell you what. Oh, I used to love hearing you do that. You know, the God I serve is an awesome God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You know, I find myself putting the flesh down every day. I have to. Because that's a proud thing that flesh is. You know, it'll tell you what you can do, mightier than what God can do. if you're not careful. Sometimes you have to kill it, old man. Actually, you need to kill him every day. You need to thank God that you have the strength to do that every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team.